federal organization funds projects in 420 counties in 13 states, including Western North Carolina. The Appalachian Regional Commission was created in 1965 to help install infrastructure like highways in the region. Richard Starnes is the dean of the College of Arts and Science at Western Carolina University. The Asheville native studies Appalachian history and the economic impact of tourism on the region.
For some, the ARC is a program or a agency that invests in Appalachian infrastructure that attempts to address root causes of poverty. And on the other side, I hear people saying that the ARC doesn't do much to address the structural roots of that poverty.
The Southwestern Commission is one of the councils of government in North Carolina that is partially funded by the ARC. Sarah Thompson is its executive director.
You know, now ARC is funding our regional broadband planning efforts, which is today's infrastructure needs. So they've evolved as circumstances in Appalachia have evolved.
Over the last 10 years, the commission has given over $40 million to Western North Carolina for about 130 projects. These run from millions of dollars to under $10,000. According to exclusive ARC data, Graham County has been funded for the most individual projects in the region. Sophia Paulus has been Graham's Economic Development Director for the last 3 years. Paulus says that looking back at the projects shows how far the county has come.
I think it's really good to see how over time small investments make a huge difference. You know, if you look at the projects we had 10 years ago, they were planning projects and they were really basic infrastructure projects.
Now the county's projects focus on community development such as downtown Wi-Fi, new town signs, and an upcoming mapping app for visitors. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.